Shape of Cthulhu presents The Call of Cthulhu Scenario, Crimson Carnival by Lee Carr. Okay, so this is Crimson Carnival by Lee Carr. It is a convention scenario, so it will hopefully be pretty short.
Will only take us 8 hours.
Playtime 1 hour may be expanded to 2 hours. So
excellent. Okay.
So we are just fine here. So I guess there's nothing to recap. So it is August 19th, 1920, Rising Sun, Mississippi. And you, the three of you, possibly more if they wake up, are all traveling carnival folk, and not just carnival folk, but actually stakeholders in the Great Romano Brothers Circus. And for the past many months, you have been making your way east, started on the West Coast, and you've been making your way east across the U.S., setting up your camp, putting on shows for a week or so, breaking camp and moving on. Typical life of a carny. Over the past 2 weeks, however, things have taken something of a downturn in the carnival. Specifically, two of your fellow carnies, a driver, meaning a caravan driver, Xavier Johnson, and then a few days later, a circus clown named Lionel Cooper, were both killed separately by some kind of disease. They died, they became sick and died very quickly. And as is the case with most of your carnival folk, you know, no one knows where they came from. No one knows if they have any next of kin. No one has enough money to properly bury them. So you just kind of bury them, you know, in the woods wherever you are and say a few words and move on. That's just the way life is for a traveling carnival. So today, August 19th, you've all set up camp in an empty field surrounded by trees, just by a fork of the Tallahatchie River in rural Lafourche County, Rising Sun, Mississippi. Rising Sun is really just more of a kind of a small farming community. The nearest actual town is about an hour away. That would be Greenwood, Mississippi, and that's an hour away by foot. I do have a map of the camp that might come in useful here. If I can throw it in here. Where are we? There we are. Probably should have put this in to begin with. Another carnival map. There we go. And yesterday, another one of your number became sick. The pitchman, David McInnes. The pitchman, yes. David McInnes. And he died this morning.
Oh.
Became sick yesterday, died this morning. And three deaths was enough for most of the circus folk. And pretty much everyone has left. Except for you.
Wow. Okay.
The folks who left took a lot of the circus equipment with them, caravans, animals, you know, ropes, food, anything they could carry.
That explains why the ringmaster's gone.
There was talk of, you know, some of the people were talking about that there's some kind of plague or disease which they're now going to spread to, you know, the rest Everybody of the country, else. I'm sure. Yeah. Some people were saying that there was that somebody in the carnival was poisoning the others. Some believe just that the carnival was cursed.
There's nothing in the, is there anything like in the newspapers that we would have seen about this being a thing, or is it just us as far as we know?
Just you as far as you
checked in. Okay.
In addition to you, your partners in the circus, really kind of the founders of the circus, the Romano brothers, Jacopo, who is the animal trainer, and Gian Paolo, who is the manager, have been claiming that they have a new act coming that is going to turn things around and blow every other circus out of the water. But they haven't actually shared what that is yet. So they have asked you to...
They're still here.
Yeah. Yep. And so as the evening comes on, the evening of August 19th, a storm is moving in. The wind is starting to come up. The clouds have moved in. It looks like it will be raining soon. The Romano brothers have asked you to bury Mr. McInnes and then come meet them in Jacopo's caravan to discuss the new act and where to take the circus going forward. So as we open, fade in, you are standing around a grave that you have just dug. It's on the map there, top left corner, I believe. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
McInnes's body is wrapped in an old tent lying next to the grave. And there we are.
I still think it would have been easier to burn him, but I guess we're done digging now.
Yeah, I've got the shovel.
Well, you are the strong man.
Yeah, and I've got the shovel.
Yeah.
We're dropping like flies here. I look around, you know. It's a little bit cold. So what next? Will we
get in out of the storm? Bury him and go see Jacopo.
I'm gonna miss him. Not as much as the clown, but I'm gonna miss him.
Yes, he's always a loudmouth, but there's McInnes.
I have to say I didn't know him well. Does anybody have any words they want to say? It seems appropriate.
Yes. Thanks for sticking with us. God bless your soul. Go in peace.
I will throw some dirt into the hole.
All right. Assuming we have more than one shovel, I will also...
Is it on your character sheet? Then maybe we don't. I have it on mine.
Oh, do you actually have the shovel?
I have shovel on my character sheet.
Oh, well, rock on then. Here, it's all you. I'm glad
there you are, trying to take away my character's one thing.
I'm glad you chose the strong man. Otherwise, we'd leave him unburied. We'd be pushing dirt in with our hands.
I have a pet that works for something here.
Are you going to put David's body into the grave before you put the dirt in? Or?
Yeah.
We'll roll his body into the grave.
Okay. Would you make a strength roll, please?
Before doing that, I will do, you know, I'll check his body just to make sure that we don't bury him with something useful for the living.
You can make a spot hidden roll.
There's spot hidden.
It's like there's nothing going on in the world right now that he would think, oh, it's not a bad idea for me to poke around a dead body that has died of some disease. That seems like a good idea.
Well, I have white gloves.
A little disinfectant too.
That's a failure.
Okay. Yes. You find nothing that seems useful.
Yeah, I rolled an 81 and I still passed my strength roll.
Okay, yep, you're able to kind of lower the body into the grave. So McInnes is a pretty, he's not, the strong man or anything, but he is a, kind of a heavy drinker. He is a pretty stout fellow. There's a little extra of him around the midsection, if you will. And as you lower him into the hole, you would have expected him to be a lot heavier. He seems like really light, but you're able to drop him in there without any trouble.
All right. Then I start throwing dirt on, because otherwise that would just be silly.
Right? Fair enough.
I fill up the hole with dirt, pat it down, and take my shovel and walk.
So as he's doing that, I will just tell him, what about this new project from the brothers? You think it's got something to do? I don't know anything about it. That's what, is keeping me awake in the night.
Hopefully it makes us rich.
Well, if you ask me, I believe this is all their fault,
What? For the sickness?
Yes. They brought us here in the first place. They're just saying.
Very good to me. I would have no food without them.
I think anybody who says you're going to get rich in the circus is a fool.
Well, don't forget, I'm also a stakeholder here on the circus, and I'm also paying for that food, okay?
I
am also a stakeholder.
Everything is about the Romanos. Everything is about the Romanos. No. We should... We are not that many anymore. What are they going to do to... They're claiming they're going to be able to just go ahead and create this new show that are going to make us all rich. But if they don't share anything, what if they don't have anything, actually?
We should go find out. We can stop standing out here waiting for the rain and go into the tent and learn.
Good idea. Let's do that.
So as you've been having this conversation and tossing dirt into the grave, filling it up, the wind is definitely starting to come up. It's kind of a light rain is starting to fall. Do you make listen rolls?
Listen rolls. Pass, normal.
Normal.
Can I listen through magic?
You can listen through sleight of hand.
Oh, I get a 06.
Oh, there you go. That's kind of magical. Like magic. So all three of you made it. That's awesome. All three of you can make a sand roll.
Excellent. Fail.
What do you get, 73?
43.
Oh, 43.
0 for the success, 1 point lost for the failure. As you hear a horrible, violent, blood-curdling scream that dies away with the wind.
From a far away or sort of from the middle of camp?
You can kind of turn around and it's very clearly coming from Jacopo Romano's caravan.
Oh,
Run over there.
Yeah, I will run as well. What was that?
Okay, you run over.
And I guess into the caravan, if nothing prevents that.
So hopefully we've all kind of seen circus caravans in the movies before, right? It looks like kind of a wagon, you know, four wheels, kind of a big rectangular box on wheels, with you know, in the narrow end would be where in the back would be where the door is, and then you know, some folding or fold up stairs that lead up to the door. So you rush upstairs and throw open the door and find it locked.
And the scream is completely gone?
Yes. And you may make a luck roll.
Nope.
That was just Edwin who needed the luck roll.
Okay. Oh,
he was the one trying to open the door. You may make 2 points of damage. You may take 2 points of damage.
Ah.
As six shots from inside rip out through the door.
Whew.
And you're just kind of, you know, grazed by one or two of the bullets, some wood splinters.
Six shots is in, like bam, 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 bam.
Yes.
I mean, one after another. Holy cow, yeah.
Yep. And you can, you can hear, and as the shots die away, make listen rolls.
Nope.
No.
No.
Okay, never mind then.
I will hit the ground.
Yeah, I'm jumped off the stairs and sort of rolled and grabbed my shoulder where I'm bleeding.
Ah. So I will call out, Jacopo, Gianpaolo, what is going on?
There's no answer. Only the howling of the wind.
So the six shots were made towards us, or, you know, towards the door in specific, or just a couple of them that, you know,
through passed? They were all through the door.
Hmm.
What? Yeah, I will go up to the bottom. I'll sort of crawl over to the bottom of the caravan and see if I can listen up, you know, from closer underneath it to see if I hear footsteps or anything.
Okay. You do not hear footsteps. And just as there are, you know, windows in the caravan too, you could, you know, kind of climb up the side of the caravan a little bit.
I want to get shot again.
So if they were six shots, maybe they run out of bullets already. That's what I was thinking.
And as you know, kind of crawl up close and you're kind of, you know, trying to kind of stretch up and listen, but without kind of showing yourself through the window, you can hear a clicking sound coming from inside, just over and over. Click, 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 mm-hmm. click, click, click.
Yeah. So I will.
I think he's out of bullets. So,
yeah. Let's go through.
Jacopo, Jacopo, what's happening? I yell.
I'll open the door, Rolf. Come on, you can do it. Just kick it.
All right, I will throw my weight into the door.
Strength roll.
That's a hard success.
Yes, the door splinters open.
And we rush open. Behind him. Well, at least I do.
Yeah, I'm still under the tent, under the caravan.
Inside, you see Jacopo's caravan, the inside of it. There are some, there is kind of one lantern flicking away. On the floor, just kind of just inside the door, is the lying the body of Jacopo Romano. Sitting on the floor, kind of leaning up against the wall, is Jean Paulo. His eyes are completely wild. He is pointing a revolver at the door and just pulling the trigger constantly. And that's obviously what the clicking sound is. Click, 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 click.
So Aureus seems... Paulo, what have you done? Try to remove the pistol from his hand. We make love.
Make a charm roll.
Charm. Charming. Let's make that a critical success. Not a critical, like, how do you call it?
Extreme.
Extreme.
When you reach for the gun, he looks up at you and, you know, he just lets go of the gun, so you're able to take it away from him without a problem. And it knew the routine, but it lingered on the tightrope. Jacopo struck a match to edge it on. It told me it wants to be one with us. I heard it. It jumped at him and then went into his ear. And no. And he kind of breaks down. Kind of, you know, clamps his head in his hands and just starts rocking back and forth and crying.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay. I'll just look at the body and see if it is twitching or whatever. Jacopo's body.
It is not. You may make a sand roll, though.
Okay.
I assume I'll make it
I assume anybody's in there, yeah.
Yep.
I found success, though.
Not even close to the first dead body I've seen.
Only 1 point for a success.
I will. You're looking at the dead body there, Randolph the Great.
Randolph the Great, yeah. So after I calm him down, yeah, I might, you know, go and see if he's alive or what's, you know, Paul talking about.
You can make a first aid roll or a medicine roll, whichever you prefer.
Let's see. I will do first aid. I have a 30. And I got a 07.
Yes. Very nice. So as his body is kind of, you know, stretched out on the floor here, you notice a few things. There is a puddle of some kind of like a slime or a translucent kind of gooey something around his mouth. And there is a large gaping hole where his ear should be.
No, wow.
He is well dead. But as you kind of, you know, poke him, prod him a little bit, roll him around a little bit, his body feels a lot lighter than it should be. And, you know, much of his body seems to be caved in a little bit. You know, you kind of like press on the abdomen and it's like there's nothing inside there.
What the hell?
I have a...
Look at these guys. Something's wrong.
What happened in here? Did you, Jim, did you say the words that Jean Paulo said, is that he knew his routine on a tightrope and then he encouraged him with a little fire and then things went nutty? Sounded like they were describing an event which could not have happened inside the caravan, but there's no place, like, we don't have a tightrope set up these days.
That is correct. The big top where the tightrope and so forth would be, or have been taken down.
Is and there's also no time for the brothers to get from anywhere to here faster, particularly than we got from right.
Yeah,
so this all the screaming, the everything happened in this caravan, as far as we know.
That is correct.
But we don't know when. Okay, cool. Yep.
Is there a mini type rope in this room? As I look around, do I see like a little pole and a string, like you know, shoelace types between cool. two poles?
As you look around, so the kind of the main items of furniture in the caravan, there's a, kind of a bed, you know, bunk cot thing towards the back. There is a wardrobe and a wooden table, kind of a desk thing. And on top of the table, sure enough, there is a small model circus set. It's got some small hoops. Little trampolines, little nets, two small ladders, a model car, and a length of twine kind of stretched between the two ladders.
It's probably some sort of flea they were trying to train.
As you kind of look at it, some of the pieces are actually broken. Some of the hoops and the trampolines are broken, and most of the pieces are smeared with some kind of slime or some kind of gooey substance.
A flea that burrowed into his head?
Fleas bite all the time. It just probably jumped into
not
his ear and went inside.
A hole like that in his hole. Yeah. Huh? That's, wow.
Mm-hmm. Also on the table are a pencil and a notebook. And there is a metal box, like a strong box, sitting under the table.
I'll reach for the strong box.
I will look around for some cloth or some such to first aid myself with.
You can certainly do that. Go ahead and make a first aid roll.
Ooh, that's a success. 19 under 30. Yep. So I guess that's one.
Yep.
Cool. Stop bleeding all over the place. That's an improvement.
Okay. And the strong man... You certainly pick up the box. It's about the size of a shoebox. The lid of the box has three circles on it. Each of the circles contains like a symbol, like a crest, a heraldic symbol, if that makes sense,
yep.
in them.
And the symbols are just sort of painted on?
No, they are etched on.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. They are not etched on. They are screwed or welded on. Sorry. So they're like, you know, separate discs that have been stuck onto the box. Coming out from under those discs are some wires, like thin electrical wires.
Well, this does not look like the lockbox that would have money in it, so I'm just going to put it back down the table and let the smart people deal with stuff.
I hope we have some. I guess our wizard must be smart.
Exactly. He must have used intelligence as his high stat.
Exactly.
Because it looks like Tex was his dump stat.
We'll look at the notebook. After I have got my wounds bandaged.
Yep. So the notebook has a pencil strapped to it. As you kind of pick it up and open it, start to page through it. First, you notice that while the notebook is certainly not covered in it, there is some slime, some goo, a thin kind of residue on it of it. On the pencil and kind of throughout the notebook. Written in the notebook are a number of mathematical equations of some kind. You can make a math roll if you want, but I mean, you can certainly recognize them as, you know, some kind of mathematical equations and solutions to those equations.
Okay.
But the equations and the solutions are clearly written by two different people.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Do we know the brothers at all well enough to know if it's their handwriting, either or both?
Idea roll.
Normal success.
The equations are in Jacopo's handwriting.
Okay.
You do not recognize the handwriting of the solutions.
It looks like Jacopo was doing much math.
What do we think of Jacopo? Do we think like he's the sort that would do math, or? I mean, do we know, what do we, does this seem consistent, like, oh, he's always doing weird math stuff, or is this the idea that he's doing math the same as, you know, hearing that, you know, I did, you know, classical art?
Pretty much, right? Jacopo is the, you know, Jacopo is the animal trainer in the group. You know, so he's not a bookish type by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
John Paolo, maybe, right? I mean, he's the manager, so he's manager, you know, always, yeah, you know, maintaining the accounts and you know, dealing with numbers and that sort of thing. But not Jacopo.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Ralph, was the strong box heavy? What's it, what did it feel like was inside?
Didn't feel like much of anything. Is that right, Jim?
That is correct. It felt empty or nearly so.
And it didn't
rattle?
Some
strange symbols on it, some electrics on it. I'm actually going to start looking around for the actual lockbox that would be of interest to me, which would be the one with the money in it.
I will puzzle over this lockbox with the symbols and see if anything makes sense on the wires or the symbols or the box, the hinge. And examine it for a while, thinking to open it.
Okay. You may breathe the fire of an occult roll.
Okay.
Only there were a magician nearby who knew.
I know someone who wouldn't be back so quickly. Yeah, that would be good. I do not have my occult roll.
I will help him, yeah, to review the box.
You can make an occult roll too.
Okay. Randolph, what do you make of this? You are great.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I do make something out of it, Jim.
What kind of something? A regular something?
Can,
a
hard it could be something? A heart. It could be a heart something.
Oh, very nice. So you are able to recognize one of the. So right there's three discs, right? You're able to recognize one of them as clearly Pan, right? Kind of, you know, the human body, goat-like legs, horns on the head, clearly Pan or a Pan-like figure, except that the figure is female, not male.
Panette.
You are also able to recognize that the second symbol is a symbol that you know is called the Lesser Key of Solomon, which is a symbol that supposedly, if you believe in such things, enabled users,
I do,
magicians, workers, to communicate with angels or demons.
Hmm. Oh, no, no, no. What have you done? You cannot play with magic if you cannot, if you don't understand it. The brothers, they were, this is like true magic. And I think they might brought this disease and death upon us. And I will explain what the symbol is and what is it for. And
okay. Rolf, would you make a spot hidden roll, please? That's you, Sean.
Oh, sorry, I hit mute by mistake. yes, it's a hard fail.
Okay. You don't find, you know, you can just kind of toss through a little bit. You don't find a money box. You know, you do kind of look in the wardrobe, and inside the wardrobe, you know, is Jacopo's clothing, his bullwhip, you know, that he used for uses for his animal training, and a shoebox.
I will open up the shoebox and hope that perhaps that's where he stores his money, because that's as reliable as a bank.
There is no money inside the shoebox, but there are 12 bullets.
Huh. Well, I will pocket the 12, or I will pull out the box and say, oh, there's more bullets if we need them.
Oh, we need them, we need them.
Who has the gun? Gianpaolo.
Yeah, what's Gianpaolo doing now that we're all here?
He has not moved.
So I will provide the pistol to Rolf. I took it away from the brother. And I do believe Randolph the Great obviously believes in magic, like a real thing. And he's taking this whole demon or angel summoning very seriously. And given what I've seen of the other brother, how, you know, and the disease that is being spreading through the circus, I'm very nervous now. Like, I'm looking around, a little bit scared, you know. Actually, I should roll for sanity.
Go right ahead.
Sanity. Oh, 05.
No, that's not a problem then.
Yeah.
So weird.
I believe they did summon something here. We're in danger. We need to find it.
Yeah.
We need to burn his body. Let's start by doing that.
So speaking of that, as Randolph is starting to go a little nutty, I'm going to pick up a, and that was funny too. I was thinking you were thinking Gianpaolo, but of course you mean, the dead one. I wanted to see if the goo is flammable. I was going to pick up some of the goo and light it.
It is not.
It is not. Okay. I say, yes, I think we should have burned all the bodies. We can certainly burn, Jacopo's. We should just drag it outside, and maybe I'll get some wood from that broken trailer that got left behind.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
You certainly can.
All the animals are still here, right?
That is correct.
Wow, that's a mess. Okay.
So probably.
Yeah, but it's 1920. It's not like you care.
No.
Well, I think he literally means a mess. Like, who's going to clean it up? And of course, exactly. It's going to be the guy who has a shovel.
Right. They're going to be loud, smelly. Somebody has to figure out how to feed them.
Can I have an intelligence roll from Rolf?
That's just mean. Okay.
Nope. Okay. Never mind then. Imelda and Randolph, you can, you know, drag Jacopo's body outside and start putting together a little pyre.
And you looked for his pocket change. He had a watch, I believe. I will look for his watch. I don't know if he had a watch.
He probably had a cheap pocket watch, which would be on him, yes.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, we'll make sure we don't burn anything valuable, or at least I will inspect the body for that.
Spot hidden roll.
No.
Okay, then.
Just the watch. Okay.
So, let's see. Before we leave the room, I'll tell them, we need to find this creature, whatever they were holding here.
You think it left the body?
Might have.
There's no bullet holes in Jacopo, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
The only hole is the big one by his ear.
His ear. And then there's a bullet hole at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we can try to ask him, you know, who's the one that is alive? Jacopo is dead. So
Gianpaolo.
Gianpaolo. Gianpaolo, what is that creature? That creature that you have summoned, what is it?
He just kind of starts groaning and whining as he's holding his head and rocking back and forth. Imelda, by the way, there's no doubt in your mind what he was shooting at. He was shooting at you.
Okay.
When you tried to open the
door. He heard me going up the stairs and shot at me. Okay, cool.
Yep.
Oh, interesting. Thank you for saying that. I had assumed he was shooting at whatever was coming out of his brother's head, or his friend's head.
I mean, it's not impossible, but the timing is clearly... Yeah, right. The timing is clearly right. Imelda went up the stairs, rattled the door to try to open it, and then the shots came.
Mm-hmm. Bam, 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 yeah. And then they kept on not coming. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, you know what? After we burn the body, I'm going to start looking for goo in this same room.
Well, we should. I would like to look, actually, in Gianpaolo's caravan for stuff.
Can I get a fire starting roll?
Oh yes.
As the rain is starting to come down even heavier.
I'll roll that under Artcraft Fire Breathing if that's okay.
Sure.
That's a hard success.
You can start the pyre with your fiery breath.
Yeah. Excellent.
Not a problem. You are well versed in how to make fire.
I love fire. Yeah, so I'll go see if I can break. Hey, let's go look in Gianpaolo's caravan. Ralph.
Yes.
That's where the money will be.
I'll open the door. Ooh. Oh, man.
So I will try to. I'll start studying the math equations, Jim, to see how can we vanish this creature from this plane.
Okay. You can study those as the others go over to Gianpaolo's caravan. Rolf, you go up to try to open the door?
Yes.
And you do so. It's unlocked.
By the way, I'm going to put the bullets into the gun.
The bullets do not fit the gun.
Oh. Hmm.
Do you have any... You can make a firearms roll?
Oh. Might as well just make an intelligence roll while you're at it. Nope, didn't pass.
Okay. Yeah, they don't fit in the revolver. They're too small.
Too small to fit in a revolver. Okay. All right. Well, the door opens. What's inside?
Inside, Gianpaolo's caravan is kind of neat and orderly. There is, his hammock, his cot, whatever, kind of in the back. He has the same, wardrobe that Jacopo and kind of all of your caravans do, of course. And he has a desk. In the center of the caravan, hanging from the ceiling, is a oil lantern. It is lit. It is, bright, clean, tidy, orderly.
I will look around for a lockbox. That is
sure, I'll look
I'm
at
here.
The desk. I will look for correspondence about flea circuit eye or something.
Okay. Let's see. First of all, Rolf, you can make a spot hidden roll.
Extreme success.
Very nice. You kind of look under the cot, and you know, in the mattress, you don't find a lockbox, but you do in the wardrobe find a rifle, a box of bullets. There are 12 of them, slightly larger than the ones you found in Jacopo's room. And what kind of success did you get?
Extreme success.
Okay. And something kind of takes your notice as you're poking around in the wardrobe. And you can see that there's a loose board at the bottom of the wardrobe. And you're able to pull it up, and under there, there is indeed a cash box.
I will try to open this up in such a way that my companion does not see me, but I am entirely too large to do that successfully.
The box is, of course, locked.
Well, that's okay. I'm just trying to sort of find a way of... I'm trying to sort of look at it without him seeing, but of course, or she seeing, but of course, that's not going to happen. So
yeah,
we're in a small little room.
I mean, you're pretty strong. You think, you know, maybe you could pull open a flimsy little lockbox, but yeah, I mean, that's going to be pretty obvious if anyone looks at it.
Yeah. Well, having thought that through myself, I will just break open the lock.
Strength roll.
Hard success.
Yep, you're able to kind of pry and bend and pop it open. Are you trying to hide your doing so?
I think not. I'm recognizing him in a small little room. It's probably not going to happen. And besides, things go bad, I've got a shovel.
Inside, there is a large stack of bills.
Bills as in people asking for money, or as in...
As in money? Cash money.
Sweet. At least the money's safe.
Oh, that is good. We can eat.
Let's cut over to Randolph the Great. Would you make a mathematics roll and an occult roll?
Math is not on my character sheet. I can do maybe.
I'm assuming you probably have hey, you make an education roll.
Yeah, okay. All right.
An education and an occult.
So, I cannot believe it. Education 97. And let me see the occult. Oh, occult 04.
You are not able to make heads nor tails of the mathematical equations, but you don't see anything in there that seems to have any kind of occult significance.
I do not. Okay.
Let us cut to back to Imelda. You were looking at the desk.
Yeah.
Underneath the desk, there is a cupboard. It is locked. On top of the desk, there is a ledger, a set of colored pencils, and four sheets of paper that have been sketched in colored pencil that appear to be some kind of anatomical drawings.
Interesting. Not of a human. Or of a human.
So as you kind of flip through them, they're all labeled 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Drawing number one looks like a slug.
Okay.
Except that it has a few dozen kind of like little arms sticking out from its body. Most of which end in, you know, kind of each little arm thing ends in, you know, dozens of like little finger looking things. And there are three of the the little arm things that end in what look like little human, like little feet.
Okay.
The drawing labeled number 2 shows kind of exactly the same slug, but it's bigger. And it has what look like kind of deer antler. But there's kind of 2 at one end and 2 at the other.
Weird. So it's grown up a little bit and gotten some antlers. Is there a scale on these? Is that how I know they're bigger? Or is it just sort of actual drawn bigger?
It's actually drawn bigger.
Okay.
Number 3 seems to be the same thing, only kind of larger and more rotund. It's got, but now it has like warts or bumps or polyps or something all across its body. And the antlers, the 4 antlers, instead of at the ends of the body, they're all sticking out of the center of its body.
Whoa.
Number 4, it's slightly bigger yet again. The tips of all the antlers have what seem to be fingers stretching out from kind of every branch and point. And at one end, there is an opening with little teeth in the opening, like human kind of omnivore teeth, not like sharp pointy teeth or anything like that. And you may make a sand roll.
Sure. Yeah, I'll do that. I won't pass.
D2 plus 1.
D2 plus 1. That will be 2. This is a disgusting creature. This must be the thing that went into Jacopo's head. How on the paper, how big is the drawing?
By the time at number 4, it's about 5 or 6 inches long.
Okay, so it could actually be the thing that made the hole in his head. I mean, it's a couple inches in diameter or whatever.
And 2 or 3 inches across.
Okay.
So yes, that's roughly about the size of the hole in Jacopo's head.
This is disgusting. How would they think this would make us money?
People will pay money for weird things.
But this thing, look, it grew and then it has fingers and, that's horrible.
And if you're showing it to Rolf, then you can make the sand roll as well.
Yeah, oh, of course. I'm waiting for that, yes. That's a hard success.
I mean, he showed me the money. I mean,
1 point.
Only fair.
Okay. Yeah, because that seems fair.
Right.
Yeah.
So I will rattle the cupboard door again, and then I'll try to just bust it open.
Strength roll.
No. Oh. Ralph, can you open this?
I will try to pull it open. With a hard success.
Yep, you're able to bust the cupboard open. Not a problem. Inside, there is a small book, like a journal. I mean, you knew there had to be a journal at some point, right?
Right.
a bottle of liquid and 2 crystal tumblers.
I will grab the bottle of liquid, pop open the cork, and smell it in hopes that it's alcohol.
Whiskey.
Wonderful.
I will then turn away and pretend to be looking at other parts of the building. Of
so
the structure.
Sneaky.
Not even true.
I'll grab the journal.
you may. It is a journal. It's very clear that you can recognize it's written in Jean Paulo's handwriting.
All right. Flip to the end.
It is also not in English.
Aha! Is it in Bantu?
It is not.
Okay. perhaps I recognize a few words of Italian?
It is in Italian, yes.
Okay. Ralph, do you read Italian?
No.
Perhaps Randolph does. I never knew where he was from. Bring the money, if you like, right? We have... I think we've seen everything here. Desk.
No.
Bed.
I just for the record, I forgot to emulate a strong British accent.
I would take Spanish as well. If you have Spanish, you can puzzle out Italian. They're basically the same thing.
Right. Yeah, so apparently I'm from Angola. What's weird is that I'm actually, the character sheet lists me as being from Kimbundu, which seems to be a language spoken in Angola.
Do I remember the ringmaster is from Italy?
Let me check. Who does speak Italian or Spanish? Let's see. Yes, the ringmaster is Italian. And you have heard him speaking Spanish.
The strong man is necessary to open up all the doors.
Right.
Anyone else? Russian, English, Bantu.
Well, they probably have an Italian-English dictionary lying around because their English isn't very good.
English. the acrobat speaks Spanish.
Of course.
And is Filipino.
All right.
In case you need somebody to speak Tagalog.
Right. Well, take the journal to Randolph anyway.
Sure.
His real name is Randolfo.
So, I will share with them that I couldn't make sense of the math. But something I'm sure of is that, they don't remind me of any occult formulas or anything like that. So I have no idea what they were after. And also No, in the meantime, while this? We're still there, I was going to start looking for goo. Slime jars somewhere.
In Jean Paulo's?
Yeah. Well, in this place where we found the math.
Okay, so that's still in Jacopo's. Yeah, so there's goo all over the place. There's goo by Jacopo's body. There's goo on the book that you've been notebook that you've been looking at with the mathematical stuff. There's goo all over the table where the circus model is. But you can take the journal to
Braille?
No.
Okay.
You can take the journal to the ringmaster who's sitting in his caravan just drinking.
Oh, good. He's still here. Okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
And he will read it for you or read it to you or. There you go.
Oh, boy. All right. What do we have here? If Jacopo doesn't pay back his loan sharks soon, the inflated interest will drown us all. Jacopo dropped my name into the thick of things. Now I'm just as liable for the debt. All this due to one roll of the dice. The bearded lady shaved your beard. What in God's name are we going to do with a clean-shaven bearded lady? Don't even get me started on the wolf man. Jacopo asked for a considerable loan, which I instantly refused, until he proposed an investment opportunity. I went to a short meeting with a man and woman in the middle of nowhere. Their clothes looked two sizes too small, and their skin looked like it was about to sag off their bones. Weird-looking folk. I swear they made a buzzing noise when they talked. They sold us something very strange and exciting. It's incredible. It can do all kinds of interesting things. They even included a container to keep the creature. It can even do arithmetic. Incredible. It may even overshadow that idiot muscled maniac. We can probably pay out their share of the circus and get rid of them for good. Sorry, Rolf. It can stretch, grow smaller, and grow larger at whim. It's hypnotic almost. I'm strangely drawn to it. This must be what it feels like to have a child. Jacopo doesn't see the attraction. We will not pursue the Ring of Fire trick, as fire seems to make it uncomfortable. Jacopo uses the fire as a performance motivator. Be cruel to be kind to our audience. That's what he says. Oh, and it keeps going. When do you want to read one of the next one? Page.
There's a death in the camp today. I had those useless drunkard clowns bury the body. No one seemed too upset. They were getting on, so I'm told. I don't even know their name. I'll let Jopoko handle the people side of things. Today, Jopoko walked by the animals with a slug in the box. The animals went insane. They were incredibly hostile. Jacopo said he was just taking the slug for a walk. I could smell whiskey on his breath, that drunkard idiot. The slug seems to be growing. The clowns are drinking off the clock last night, as compared to on the clock. Anyway, they're a lot better tumbling when they're sober. A lot funnier, too. I just hope they'll be able to perform for Stoneville's show this evening. One more dead today. The convoy is in an uproar. Most of them are leaving and don't even care about their back pay. Let them leave. These cost cuts are much needed, and with our slug performer, I'm sure we'll be able to make 8 times the amount of money doing a theater or speakeasy circuit. We can't afford to keep the performing animals now. Jacopo told me to buy several boxes of bullets so he can get rid of them. I couldn't tell if he was joking. I've kept his rifle so he doesn't get trigger happy, just in case. Perhaps we can release them into the wild. If I could just get my hands on Jacopo's keys to unlock their cages. Last entry. The slug keeps on growing. It can still perform tricks on our model circus, but we'll have to upsize at this rate.
Ah, a rifle. That must be in... I don't know where the rifle is. No, the rifle should be in Gianpaolo's caravan.
Right, and we saw that. I never tested
to see the bullets.
No, you found the rifle also? Too. Yep.
Yep.
It was that's right. Find rifle... And then the bullets, right? That's right. The other bullets, yep. So the keys to the animals, right? We have not found. Maybe they were on his body, which should be a lot clearer once we clear out the fire. Once that's all done, the keys will be easy to find.
Somebody searched them, though.
The what?
Somebody searched the body.
I did, but I also somebody also failed their the spot hidden roll.
Whoops.
Yep.
Huh. Well, that's unfortunate. Yeah.
Listen rolls.
Ooh, 0-5. Regular. That's an extreme success.
A decent, yes.
So at this point, right, you're all in the ringmaster's caravan as he's, you know, reading this out to you. Outside you can hear the wind and the rain, and you start to notice in the sound of the wind, you can hear the animals. The birds are chirping wildly. The chimpanzees are screeching. The elephants are roaring like crazy. The horses are braying. The zebras are going nuts. You know, cages are rattling.
That must be the slug. And I will.
Yeah.
Rush out into the rain with my fire-breathing bottle ready, because that's what I just learned.
Yeah. And I will ask Rolf, bring that rifle, Rolf. Keep it loaded.
Bullets don't fit.
For the rifle.
Well, you have two kinds of bullets.
Yeah.
And two guns.
Well, I didn't take the rifle out of the second place we went.
Yep, it's still.
Oh, you didn't take the other bullets either.
No, I just left them there. I don't actually use. Yep. I've got a shovel. I'm fine.
Right, you got a shovel. You're good. Yeah.
What more does one need in life when one has a good shovel and a strong arm to wield it with?
Apparently, nothing.
Nope.
Other than money. Apparently, money. You don't need a cash box
and
full of money.
Whiskey.
But... whiskey, oh, no. Right? So, but other than those things, and a shovel.
If that is the case, I would just check my head and go and fetch the rifle and the bullets.
Okay. As you guys kind of head out of the ringmaster's caravan and look around, you can see and hear that the animals in their cages are just going nuts. One of the cages suddenly kind of bursts open. And there's kind of a tearing metal sound as the lock just is ripped open, and there is a roar as the lion leaps out of the cage.
Oh wow! I was hoping it would be the elephant.
And you can all make sand. You can all make sand rolls.
Sure. Yeah, for the lion, I could see a rifle being useful.
I've been waiting for this moment.
fail.
Sean?
Oh, sorry. 0-4. Okay. Success.
Lose 2 for the success, and a d6 plus 2 for the failure.
Ow. Oh, wow.
I guess that's what you do in a con scenario. So that's 5.
Sweet.
Which is a magic number.
1 second. I need to find
my d6. It's also 20%. It's both 5 and a total of 20% in the last hour.
Nice.
I just lost 3 points in total.
Okay. So let us have our fire breather make a idea roll.
That of course is a success.
Of course it is. Give me a d10.
8.
Nice. We'll come back to you in just a second. Think about what kind of crazy you want to do here. As the lion leaps out of its cage, it looks around at the horses and then turns and looks at the three of you. And you can see that it's a lion, except for the fact that its eyes are protruding out of where they should be on stalks, not unlike a snail, you know, has kind of eye stalks. The mane is not fur, but it's kind of like a frill, like a lizard. And the frill has a number of teeth protruding from the edge of the frill. And there are tendrils anywhere from a few inches to a foot that are sticking out all over its body. Fire breather, you're up first, and you have some kind of crazy to deal with. What kind of crazy?
Yeah.
Would you like to faint?
Well,
like to...
Oh no, I would like to breathe fire.
On yourself, on the storm man.
Wait, don't give them.
Yeah, any of the above. I was going to burn this monstrosity, this evil creature that has come out of my nightmares.
Okay.
So I will run towards it, swigging lighting fluid, and then attempt to breathe onto it.
Go right ahead.
So 34 on fire breath is a hard success. That is 6 damage according to this.
Nicely done.
And I'm facing off against the lion demon.
Of course you are. Strongman. Rolf.
So what's the distance between me and the lion?
You are out of shovel distance at the moment, but you could certainly run up to shovel distance and bash it if you wanted to.
I'm not convinced that's what he would do, but yeah, he's not that bright. Yes, that's a good idea. I will run up and shovel.
Make a shoveling roll.
You can laugh all you want, but he's got a pretty high... Oh, yeah. No, that's fantastic. That's an extreme success with a shovel roll.
Nice. Roll some shovel damage.
Yeah, go to the next person. I got to find a D4. I apparently don't have one that's lying around because it doesn't come up. But I'll be rolling 2 D4s. Yeah, until I step on it. Then I'll. Unless you think it's going to die on a potential.
Well,
I'll roll a D8 and do half. So hold on.
There you go.
Oops, sorry, that's not even a D8. This is some good radio here, people.
D20.
So that's search a for the 3 and another 3. 6 points of damage.
Okay, nicely done. Magician Randolph the Great.
So I went looking for the rifle and to load it.
Yep, you can run back to Jean Paulo's caravan, grab the rifle out of the wardrobe. It is already loaded.
Okay.
The lion will take a leap and a swipe at the strong man. Cool. Would you like to dodge or fight back?
I'm going to fight back. I think that makes a lot more sense for him.
Okay.
So I will roll. Okay, I have rolled.
What kind of success did you have?
I had an extreme success.
Ooh, very nice. It swipes at you, but you were able to kind of dodge out of the way and bash it with the shovel again.
Forcing me to find that D8 I just had and redo it. Okay, that's...
It could be worse. You could be forcing you to count your hit points.
Sure. So that's a 4 plus a 1, 5.
Okay. You're definitely, I mean, you're bashing it, you're opening, you know, it's bruised, it's cut, it's singed from the fire. You have a suspicion that your shovel bashes are not doing quite as much damage as you think it might. There's kind of a soft spongy feeling as you're hitting it. You know, it's not, you know, quite as solid as you think it might should be. Fire breather.
Yes. So I feel like Rolf may have to make a luck roll, but I'm going to breathe fire on the lion again.
Okay.
That is a success. For 6 again.
The lion fails to dodge out of your way. I think a dodge roll from the strongman is probably reasonable.
That's a failure.
How much damage did you roll? 6?
6, yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, there you go.
Okay.
As you catch kind of both the lion and the strong man engaged in this titanic struggle, or, you know, engulfed in a fireball from the fire breather.
Ah, beautiful. I love it.
You caught the lion kind of looking at you right in mid roar, and it just inhales a gulp of fire, and, you know, kind of whimpers and collapses to the ground.
Oh, jolly good.
Very nice.
I don't know what these guys are doing, but in the next 6 rounds, I'm going to do my best to set the rest of the animals on fire. In their cages.
Oh, wait. No, as soon as you start to do that, I think I'm going to hit you on the back of the head with a shovel.
Okay, cool.
You want to dodge, or?
I am not looking at you. I'm not expecting it.
Nobody ever does when I hit you with a regular success.
All right.
And you were trying to knock him out, right?
Let's go with that. Oh, wow. 2 8s. That's 8 points of damage.
Nice. All right, let me make my con roll. You might succeed. I have a good con, though. Ooh, yeah, no, that's an extreme success on con, or hard success on con.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, so I guess on round 4, I'm going to try to burn the shovel basher again. I was content to go after the animals, but apparently Rolf wants to beat me up.
Okay.
You, has the flea got, has the slug gotten in you too?
Hang on, before you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Randolph the Great, you come out of Jean Paulo's caravan with the rifle. You see the lion kind of, you know, laying in a crumpled heap, kind of battered and bruised and singed and smoking. And you see the fire breather about to breathe fire. You see the strong man looks a little scorched and angry, swinging a shovel at what's her name?
Imelda.
At Imelda. And you see Imelda with a wild, crazed look in her eyes and lighter fluid and match in or, you know, lighter fluid and torch thing in hand.
Yeah, I will go around there. Of course, I'm not going to get in the middle of them. So we'll go around there to go around her back and try to, you know, grab her arms where she's got the fumble liquid.
Okay. You can certainly make your way around and try to grab her in the next round. So, Imelda.
Yes. Oh, well, that's interesting. So I would like to make a dex roll to move so that I can breathe on both of them. He's coming out with her. I don't trust these guys at all.
Make a spot hidden.
Like a spot hidden first. All right. 77 is a fail on that.
Yeah, you don't see Randolph.
All right, so I will just breathe on Rolf.
I will be fighting back.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I barely don't have a malfunction, so that's kind of exciting, but it definitely doesn't succeed.
I had a success.
Excellent.
So that'll be plus three, so 5 points of damage.
All right. Imelda is unconscious or dying, whatever, as it happens at minus one, or dead or something. So she collapses with the fire still, the stuff still in her mouth, I think. Ugh, gross.
I will take her fire stuff away and then give her first aid, although I'm not for crap for first aid, but I've got base, so why not?
Okay, base, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nope. Randolph, come here. Help her. Help her.
Yeah, I will use my...
I just
my
burst her head in with a
turn out the fire.
Shh, let's not talk about who hit who. Or...
Yeah, and see how is she. Maybe roll a first aid.
Go right ahead.
Let's see. 49. So I will burn some luck to make it a pass.
Okay. How many hit points were you at, Edwin?
I was at minus one.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you're dead.
That's what I thought.
But I wasn't trying to kill. Does that make a difference?
Yeah, but you hit me with a shovel.
Yeah, I don't think that makes a difference.
Well, you were fighting back while I was trying to burn your face.
Yeah. Bash the skull in a little too much.
That damage bonus.
Gilder.
She had the slug in her. She had the slug in her. You didn't see it.
Spot hidden rolls.
I passed my spot.
Fail.
Okay. Yeah, as you're kind of you're looking down at Imelda Del Fuego, great fire breather. Their sight of her head bashed in, bleeding out into the mud as the rain continues to fall, and the wind is blowing. And you kind of look up and you look around, and you can see two people walking towards you. They're both holding lanterns. They're both holding rifles. And at that moment, Jacopo's caravan bursts open, and Jean Paulo comes blowing out of the caravan, down the stairs, running, sprinting towards the two people. Why in God's name did you sell us that thing? It took my brother, you... And then there's a rifle shot, and he falls. Listen rolls.
I will burn 2 luck to make that one a success.
No, listen.
You can hear the two men talking to each other, but it doesn't sound like they're actually speaking. It's more of just a buzzing sound.
And so the shot that came from those two guys?
Oh, yes.
I turn and run into the darkness. I've got the money, I've got the whiskey, I've got my shovel. I'm pretty happy.
Okay. Fair enough. Randolph?
I'll shoot one of them.
Okay. You may make a roll.
Yeah. This is the end of the magician. The great Randolph. Actually, no. It's a hard success.
Roll damage.
What is the damage for the rifle? 1d10 plus 2, was it?
D6.
No. It's an old school rifle.
Yeah, it's a 22 rifle.
And all the weapons did the D6 damage.
4 points.
Okay. Two rifle shots ring out from both of them. What does their rifle skill? I think that's pretty sure that one's a miss. Yeah, that's a... That's a miss. And a miss. You may go again.
I will, turn and fire again for a failure.
Okay. One of them hits you for 1 point of damage, and the other one misses.
Okay, I will continue to shoot at them.
We engage in a thrilling rifle battle.
Exactly.
Another failure.
Get some
Jim.
Cover or something.
Yeah. Hey, Russian, you know.
You're giving time. You're certainly giving time for Rolf to get away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two more shots ring out, yeah. And they both miss.
Had I known they were so bad, I might have stuck around. But I thought these were going to be like electro guns or something as a player. Like, electricity was going to be lashing out.
So finally, another hit for 2 more points.
Okay. They fire back. Oh, one of them hits you for 2 points of damage.
I'm still standing. So we'll make that a success. We have 3 points and 2 more points. Standing my ground here.
Nice.
It's my circus now.
One of them falls to the ground.
Wow.
The other one shoots back. For 4 points of damage.
Ouch. So let me make my con roll. And con. Oh, sorry. Con, no. Can I burn luck on con rolls? I don't recall.
Of course.
Okay, so burning more luck. 6 points. So I'm down to 34. All right, so I keep shooting till I die, or he dies.
Right ahead.
Well, I feel like I've lost a certain moral superiority of making fun of Randall for running away.
Yeah.
Of course, if I hadn't taken so many injuries from being burned, maybe I would have stuck around.
Sorry, was that a success or a failure, Randall?
No, failure, sorry.
Okay. He shoots back and misses.
Again, a failure, and I think I'm running out of bullets by now, right?
How many shots
have you
made? Eventually,
you're both going to be clicking.
I've done like 6 shots already.
Okay.
In the rifle. Really?
You've done like 4.
There are 12.
Okay, cool.
He fires back, and that's a hit for another 4.
I dropped that.
There you go.
Rolf, where are you, Rolf?
Oh. Rolf, who is fleeing through the woods. And that's it. That's Crimson Carnival.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man.
Very good.
What are you going to do with all that money and all that whiskey? Wasted in 1 week?
Oh, I mean, I don't know how much money there was, but, you know.
When you get a chance, when you kind of make it into, you know, an hour later, you get to the town and can stop, catch your breath, and see that you're not being chased. You know, probably go into a bar and, you know, buy a drink, count your money. You find you have $500 in cash.
Which Ooh. Is a lot of money for this time period, right?
Oh, yes, it is.
Well, all right, then. So happy endings. I mean, sure, there's a horrible slug disease around there. The circus is ruined.
And you're scarred for life from fire, but it's okay.
We don't know that. Maybe we actually did some good by killing the lion and, you know, setting it on fire.
That's true.
Adjusted for inflation, that is $6,466.95 today.
Oh, that's not as much as I had hoped.
Well, that's not nothing either.
It's not nothing, but you're not going to buy a house on it.
No, but it's certainly a down payment. I mean, housing was
so there's
cheap
a weird
right
thing on my character sheet that says here, all you want is your fellow circus performers to reunite in a home safe from any and all evils, just as it was, even if it means giving up your love for the flame, where it, well, temporarily at least. Was there some reason I was supposed to not, like, was there something we could have learned that would have caused me to not want to breathe fire everywhere?
So one of the pieces of the scenario is that kind of all of you have in your backstory some details of your financial dealings with the circus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in kind of how you bought into the circus, or you know, how much you've invested, or where it's come from, and that kind of thing. The one thing that really kind of the only thing that you guys kind of skipped over that's in the scenario is the ledger on Gian Paolo's desk, which indicates
bankrupt.
Yes, which indicates that the thing that it's completely bankrupt. And you can also find out through the ledger that Giampaolo has basically lied to all of you as to, you know, what your actual portion of the circus is.
Well, luckily I have none, as far as I can tell. I have no ownership in the... Oh, no. I was given free room and free board, food, and a stake in the circus. Okay. Instead of payment. So I haven't been getting paid. I was just getting food and a steak.
Right.
I think we all have a steak, which is why we stick around, but.
Right. Well, I have nowhere else to go.
Hmm. Yep. So, yeah, it's a simple little introductory con scenario. So here we go.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for doing it on such short notice.
My pleasure. Thank you. Hopefully Jonathan will have recovered from his really, it's not the coronavirus sickness that he keeps claiming.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we'll be back to Delta Green.
Well, for one more episode, he said. And then...
Yep. Yeah. Right, I need to get out a poll to figure out what we're going to do for a Delta Green break. I'll try to get that out today. So, fun cool. Stuff.
Thanks.
Alrighty, guys. Yeah. Thanks so much,
Gene.
Bye.
Talk to you next week. Bye.